We began discussing the case in the Mishnah Bito, where the Gemara comments in the Beis Mudbeis that Rashi mentioned first, and the Gemara explains the reason this is true is because that is Asim Idrasha, and therefore Chaviv Aleh. What exactly does it mean that Asim Idrasha, all of this is considered to be a Drasha? The Gemara Daf Gimel Aleph that no, Iker Isura Midrasha. The very Isura of Bito itself is based on a Drasha. Apparently it is not something which is Mufurish Bekra. Rashi and Tosus are both bothered. What do you mean that Bito is not Mufurish Bekra? Clearly that is not the case. Oh, so Rashi and Tosus comment as follows. Vasishto, meaning Bito, meaning Suwasa, that is something which is Mufurish Bekra. The Iker Yerches, Pasuk Yerzayin, the Torah tells us, Ervas Isha Ubita, Lo Sagale. So clearly that indeed is Mufurish Bekra. But what about Bito Mi Anusasa? What about that? Oh, that is not Mufurish Bekra. How do we know that indeed that's Asa? Interesting, our Gemara quotes the Shita of Rava. This is Machlokes Abayin Rava. But our Gemara quotes the Shita of Rava that you have to come on to Heina Heina, Zima Zima, in order to include Bito Mi Anusasa. Oh, so that's the reference of the Gemara. That is based clearly on the Misalra, on the Drasha, on the Gzereshava, therefore Chaviv, and therefore it is mentioned first. When you take a look in the Tosus, the Maslobito, Tosus points out the following. Even when it comes to a full daughter of Bito Minusuasa, even that is not absolutely explicit. Even that's not absolutely explicit. That also is derived based on some form of drasha. Where do you see indeed that that's true? So Tosus comments, if you're dealing with Bito Minasuasa, that is based on Erbas Isha Ubita Lo Sagale, that's clear. Erbas Isha Ubita, meaning that if a stepchild is forbidden to you, so obviously a full child is forbidden. Full child is forbidden. Because after all, a full child, Bito Minasuasa, is Lo Garame Basishto. Oh, so even that is really based on a Kal Vachomer. It's not written explicitly in the Pasuk, but if you're chayev for a stepdaughter, you're chayev for a full daughter. So Tosus says, wait, if that really is true, one should go a step further. How is that even possible? How is it even possible? Because we have a principle of Ein Mazirin Min Hadin. So therefore, Ve'echi Nafka. Number one, it's not Mufurish Bekra. Okay, and if it's not Mufurish Bekra, a drasha. Okay, Heina Heina Zima Zima Vigzer Shava. But here there's a drasha of a Kavachomer. So if anything, it's a little bit ironic in the sense that the case that's a Devra Pasha of Bito Minasuasa, even that requires a Kavachomer, and that should not be sufficient because Ein Masirin Minhadin. So Tosus points out an important Yisod, that this really is not what typically would classify as the Mita of Kavachomer. Bito Lo Istrich Lamelach Minhadin. You don't have to require a din, a kavachomer, to derive that that's true, because that is bichlal, isha ubita. And therefore, that really is true. So of course, after all, bito minusasa is considered to be that and more. It's bas ishto, in addition to, yesh bichlal masayimana. Oh, so that's not a violation of ein mazir min hadin. That really is considered to be embedded. That really is considered to be pshat in the pasuk. Oh, if that's considered to be Pshat HaPasuk, very good. So that really is Mufurish Bekra. And if the Gemara says that Iker Isur Midrasha cannot be referring to Bito Me'anusasa, rather it's referring to Bito Me'anusasa. Good, okay. Very, very good. I can't refer to the case of Nisuan, precisely because we don't treat this as the Mid of Kal Vachomer, but this is something which is Bichlal. This is something that we term a Gilimos. After all, if indeed the Torah tells us a stepdaughter is forbidden, that is Megala, that, you know what, that included in this Rabito obviously is a full daughter as well, and that is not the Mida of Kal Vachomer, but that really is a Gilimosa, that is called Mufurish Bekra, and therefore, if our Gemara says it's a Drasha, it's referring to Bito Manasasa. Very good. Is this obvious? The Tosus points out, not necessarily, because the Chor, you have the same construct, a little bit later on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. After all, there the Torah describes the Isser Erva of one's sister. The Torah tells us Ervas Achosta, and the conclusion of the Pasuk, Perek Yuches, Pasuk Tes, is Lo Segala Ervasa. Okay? The difficulty. Now, yeah, but that pasuk and pasuk tes is very, very specific. Basa choska, and the Torah is mafari. Basa vicha, or basi mecha. That's a half-sister. Whether it's a maternal or a paternal sister. Lo sagala ervasam. Okay? How do you know a full sister? How do you know a full sister? Maybe one could have argued, well, if you're chayiv for the half-sister, the full sister is a half-sister, and more, and more. So guess what? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara Tafei says, kra afrina. You know what? Look two psukim later. Up until then, that was pasuk tes. Take a look in pasuk yir aleph. The pasuk reiterates, repeats, achos chayiv, lo segale ervasa. You know what? That pasuk is referring to a full sister. See, on the previous pasuk, a pasuk tes, it's referring to a half-sister. And now you require another pasuk to tell you a full sister. So we don't just simply assume the Yesh Mechal Masayimana. So why don't we assume that that would apply here as well? A stepdaughter, a full daughter. Oh, Tosu says no. Bari Achos Chashani. That clearly is different. Because the Torah is Mefari. The Torah specifically says one or the other. Both examples of a half-sister. And the pasuk tes goes out of its way and says, Moledes Bais. What exactly does that mean? Oh, Tosa says Pashup Shat is like Targum. Moledes Bayis means it's a sister, but from another woman. Moledes Chutz means from another man. The Torah is Mefareg. And if that really is true, so therefore, uniquely, when it comes to Achos who require another drasha, but that's not true when it comes to Bito. Bito indeed is considered to be Mefurish Bekro. Well, even when it comes to our very case of Bito Mevasasa, as he pointed out, that you know what? Not a Derabasha. That which our Gemara quotes, and that is Xerashava, Heina Heina, Zima Zima, that the Sugyan centered up Ein Vavim and Aleph is an Achlokis between Abaye and Rava. And Eino Chinami, that Abaye says that even that does not require Xerashava. It doesn't require that Drasha at all. After all, there the Gemara tells us when it's chayiv sreifa for bito mi'anusasa, Abaye says, how do you know that that's true? So Abaye says, what do you mean? It's a kavachomer. The pasuk continues and says the following, es bas benav, es bas bita. No? Bas v'bas. There's no mention of Ishus. When it comes to the next generation, the tolda, the next generation, the pasuk doesn't mention Ishus at all. Isha ubita, I understand. Isha means Ishus. But when it comes to the next generation, Bas Bana, Bas Bita, so in such a case, the Torah does not mention Ishus. Ishus is all. So therefore, if that really is true, if regarding a grandchild, that is true even outside of the Niskeris of Ishus, how can one argue they're not Chayiv for Bito Mianasasa? How can that possibly be? So Mamesh Shekava Chomer, that if you're Chayiv for the granddaughter outside of the Niskeris of Ishus, you're going to be chayav for one's daughter, a chayav sreifa, even outside the miskeres of Yishus, the hainu, bito menasaso. The Gemara raises the kasha, b'chi onshin min hadin. Well, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara argues, gili milsa ba'amahu. This is not the midah of kavachoma, but rather this is clearly considered to be a gili milsa, that when the Torah forbids the case of bito, it is not only bito minusuasa, but Bito me anusasa. Even that is considered to be usser as well. Wow, that is a gili milsabamu. What does that mean? Rashi spells it out. Why is it considered tenon shem hadin? Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, because after all, bas bito mi kurvas de bitoi. That's a tolda. It emanates from. After all, how can the chain continue if it doesn't begin? If there's an Isser here, you can argue that, you know what, that Isser expands, that emanates from. If Bas Bito emanates from Isser of Bito, and when it comes to Bas Bito, there's no mention of Ishus, obviously you're going to be Chayef Sreifa for Bito Mianosasa. That's what Rashi writes. And what is an example where I would say Non Shin Adin? Oh, Rashi writes, for example, in the case of Achoso. Because in Achoso, after all, the full sister, half sister, one did not emanate from the other. Zu kurva machmas atzma, zu kurva machmas atzma. Oh, so in such case, if there is no emanation, we don't call that a gilimilsa, and therefore you require the pasuk of Achosnei. That's exactly the chiddush of Abayi. Mashenko, when it comes to Bita Mamosasa, that really is considered to be a Gilanosa. Wow. So when you look at these three cases, you know what? You have three very different dinim, no? In some cases, L'chuli Alma, Gilanosa. In other cases, the Machlokas, whether this is a Kavachomer, whether it's a Gilanosa. In other cases, the L'chuli Alma, it's considered to be a Kavachomer. Wow. So in the case, for example, of Bito and Basishto, that stepchild and a full child, that L'chuli Alma is considered to be a Gilanosa. But there's no Bar Plugta. Everyone agrees that's true. That's what Tosus points out. That's why our Gemara says that, you know, Drasha is referring to Bita Manasasa, not Bita when it comes to Nisuin. That everyone agrees is considered to be a Gilanosa. And what about the case of Bito Mi Anusasa? Bito Mi Anusasa? That is Machok, Isuin, and Bai Rava. Whether that is called a Kavachon or whether that's called a Gilanosa. Abai calls it a Gilanosa, and Rava disagrees and says, no. That in Oshim and Hadin, and therefore you require Gzeira Shava. In the case of Achoso, that everyone agrees, even Abaye, in Oshim and Hadin, because after all, Zu Kurva Machmas Atzma, and therefore you require the Posek of Achosvahi. So just in these cases, Bito and Basishta, and Bito Me'amasasa, and Achoso, you have the three different models. One which is a Machlok is Abayin Rava. Another extreme is that the Chuliyama, this is a Gilinosa, or this is considered to be an absolute. But wow, that's an important difference. Whenever a person is dealing with the Mida, the Drasha, in this case of Kavachomer, that is only true when it is a bona fide Kavachomer, the Mida of Kavachomer, but not if it's something which one would label as a Gilo, a Gilanosa. That's an important distinction. We'll have to see how that distinction manifests itself. When you look in the Sugya Baba Kama on the days and the days, the Gemara just writes this Sfara in a very, very different context. There, you know, the Torah discusses the case of Negicha, Ki Yigach, and that is a reference to Karen. That is a reference to Karen. A shore gores. The Gemara says, Karen, you know, how indeed you know that that's true? So the Gemara quotes among the two psukim, Apostle to Malachim Aleph, and Perichah Beis, Vayasla Tzidkia ben Kanana, Karne Barzel, Koti Nogach Es Aram. Karen in Agicha. Karen in Agicha. It's a pasuk. So therefore, the same thing would be true that the Torah mentions Kiyigach, that means Al Yedei Karen. And the Gemara raises the following. And what? Maybe you'll tell me what? Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo Yalfinan. Do you have a right to go and do that? Yalfinan, a Yalfusa of Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah? Really, you can go ahead and have the Alfusa from Malachim Aleph, the Parshas Mishpatim. How can you possibly do that? You know what the Gemara answers? Bahai Melefu. This is the Alfusa. This is a drasha. Gili Milsa Ba'almahu Dinagicha Bekarinu. This is not a drasha. This is just a Gili Nosa. We're defining terms. How is it that we define the term of Kiyigach? For that definition, what is Pshat and Pasuk, the Bir Hakra, we don't assume that Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, lo yalfina. Well, and therefore, Uabaye, the same thing is true when it comes to our cases as well. And everyone agrees that's true. From the case of a stepchild to a regular child, everyone agrees that indeed that is the case. That's a very important distinction between a Mida as opposed to a Gilimus. So I wanted you to see the Nafkaminas. So far, again, the Nafkamina our Gemara mentions is Onshim and Hadin. We don't apply the principle of Onshim and Hadin when it comes to a Gilanosa. This is not the Din of Kavachomer that's telling you a Din Chadash. We're applying what's written here to there, but I'm telling you, this is here. This is embedded in the Pasuk. This indeed is considered to be Pshat in the Pasuk itself. So Tosus makes the following comment in the Sigin Kedushin and Daf Yud Amadeis. That's where the Gemara tells us the following. We'll have to discuss this at length. That Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Truma. The Din D'Araisa is ready after Erisin. Wow, after Erisin. This wife is allowed to go ahead and to eat Truma. We'll have to discuss this then at length. We'll see what the second half of Tosfos. Why exactly is that true? Oh, because in Parshas Emor, the Torah uses the term of Kinyan Kaspo. And Kinyan Kaspo, that would include Erisin. He mentioned on that daf, no, Kedushin daf Yud, a very important Rashi. Rashi writes the following. In Parshas Sam, the Torah says, Kinyan Kasfo, that's Harrison. In Parshas Korach, Rashi writes, the Torah says, Kol Tar Beveska. I wouldn't have known Erisin from Kol Tar Beveska. Beisus Uishto, that's a reference to Nisuin. But here the Pasuk says, Kinyan Kasfo, Kinyan Kasfo. Kinyan Kasfo applies even to a case of an Arus. So Arusa Bas Yisrael Chalas V'Truma. How do you know that that's true? How do you know that indeed that's the case? That the Pasuk of Kinyan Kasfo should apply even to an Arusa. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. I'll tell you a Kabochon. When it comes to a shifcha, ein biyasa machilasa b'truma. B, when it comes to shifcha knanis, you acquire the shifcha knanis ayidei keser. So you acquire shifcha knanis. A shifcha knanis can go ahead and eat the truma of the adam. Kaspa machilasa b'truma. Kaspa machilasa b'truma. So if you're dealing with a shifcha knanis of a kohen, she is allowed to go and do so. B and O. But kesev, kesev, yes. So you see, a kinyan kesev will allow for achilas truma. So zoo. When it comes to eishes kohen, we're biyasa machilasa. So enodin shekaspa machilasa. Well, that's the Gemara. If bia koshken kesev. If bia koshken kesev. Okay? You know, when it comes to eishes, it's true. And eishes are allowed to do so. Maybe that requires bia. Maybe that requires full eishes. No, a kavachomer. You see from the case of Shivcha Knanis that B and O kesev yes. So in the case of an Ashes Kohen, Biyasa Machilasa, so kavachomer kaspa. Kasu Machilasa. That's the Gemara. Kedushin daf Yirun Abin. So Tosus, Divas Tomas, father, and by the father. Wait, that's a kavachomer. If Bia, then kesev. If Bia, then kesev. Well, Tosus says, Yevamatochiach. Because Biyasa Machilasa. We'll have to talk about the details. It'll be very important for the second part of Tosis. Let's assume, for example, this woman is married to a Kohen. This woman's married to a Kohen. She eats Truma. All of a sudden, right, the husband dies without children. You know, that's an unusual state at that point in time. There is a Zika. But would that Zika allow her to go ahead and to eat Truma? Would that allow her to eat Truma? Let's assume not. Zika is not a sufficient form of Yishus to allow her to eat Truma. What about the fact that she was Knuya to the Baal Rishon? Yeah, but that's Paka. She's Knuya to the Baal Rishon. Yeah, but the Baal died. Here, all you have is Zika. All you have is Zika. So fascinating. She was married to a Kohen. She was eating Truma. And right here and now, she's not going to be able to go out and eat truma. After Yibum, she is going to be eating truma. Now, you see from the case of Yibum, that, you know, Biyasa Machilasa. And yet, Ein Kaspa Machilasa, but Kesef, no. Let's assume, for example, the oven would not do Yibum, but rather Kesef. Oh, we would say she cannot eat truma as of yet. We're going to talk about what is that Kesef, which is done before Yibum, but that is not enough to allow her to go ahead and to eat Truma. So Yibum is a stunning example of Bia yes and Kesef no. Bia yes and Kesef no. Well, so what do you mean? So Yibam Atochiach. The whole Kavachomer of the Gemara is of Bia yes, Koshken Kesef, and therefore Kavachomer, if Shivcha certainly an anxious coin is allowed to eat Truma, Tosa says, that's not right. I will prove to you. Yevama Yochia, that being yes and kesef no. Being yes and kesef no. That's pretty important, no? So how in the world do you understand the Kavach Omer? That's Tosa's discussion. Kedushin of Yuma Beis. You know what Tosa writes? Pretty incredible, no? Tosa says the following. You know what? You ready? Whoa, what a punchline. No, Yeshlomar. Dehai Kavach Omer Eino Ki'im Gilin Olsa. That's what Tosus writes. This is not the midah of Kavachomer, where you are creating, you're transferring a din chadash. The Torah doesn't weigh in on this. But you want to use a Kavachomer to take this din that is Mefurish Bakra and apply it here. That is the midah of Kavachomer. This is not doing so. This is not a Kavachomer. This is a Gilim Ilsa. What's the Gilim Ilsa? the arusa mikre kinyan kaspo. That an arusa is called kinyan kaspo. It's not that the pasuk is only referring to a shivcha. And I want to make a kal v'chomer if shivcha, then an arusa. And that's based on a kal v'chomer if via kol shken kesef. If that was the case, I can reject the kal v'chomer. I can reject it based on a yochiyah. It also says, this is not the kal v'chomer, this is a gilim elsa. I'll show you that the meaning of kinyan kaspo means one who is knuya bekesef, and it's not limited to a shivcha, but it applies to a woman as well. Why is it that arusa bas yisrael ochalas petruma? Because that's pshat in the pasuk in parshas Emor. That's called a gilin elsa. That is not called. Wow. So Tosus writes something which is pretty incredible. No, you have two different types of kal v'chomer. One is the mid of kal v'chomer, adin chadash. Another is gilin elsa. You know what? There are two ways that I can object to your kal v'chomer. I can object to a kal v'chomer with something which is called a yochiach. A yochiach. You know what yochiach is? Case three. Your kal v'chomer is comparing case one and case two, a shivcha to an isha, and I all of a sudden will pull out of the hat case three, okay, yibum. One, two, three. That's called a yochiach. There's an inconsistency with your kal v'chomer, baharaya. A yochiach by definition is min hachutz. The kal v'chomer is one, two. And you know what? I'm going to invoke three. Tosfos writes an incredible point that, you know what? A yochiach is incapable of uprooting a gilin elsa. A yochiach, yes, that's relevant when it comes to the din chadash of kal v'chomer, but not when it comes to something which is called a, as opposed to what? There's another way that I can go ahead and object to the kal v'chomer. Not based on a yochiach. So what's that called? That's earlier. Kedushin daf Dalma Beis. The Gemara raises the following issue, that you know what? You know when Isha is nicknames for Kesef? No, the opening Mishnah, the Sefer's Kedusha. No, Kesef Shtar, Kesef Minola. How do you know Kesef? So the Gemara suggests a Kavachomer. Uma Amma Ivriya. An Amma Ivriya is not acquired to Bia, but she's nicknames for Kesef. So an Isha, which is nicknames for Bia, that's a furish bakra. Mavama. Einodin shetikana bekesef. No? Ooh, a kavachomer. How do you know that there's a kinyan kesef when it comes to issues? You know what the answer is? A kavachomer based on amivri. If bia, then kesef. You know what the Gemara says? I'm not happy with that kavachomer. Ravashi says, I don't like that kavachomer. If amivri, then issues. Why? You ready for this phrase of the Gemara? But this is very, very important. Me'ikra d'dina pircha. Ravashi says, the kal v'chomer is inherently flawed. Me'ikra d'dina pircha. You're saying amivriya kesef, and therefore isha. An amivriya is yotze b'kesef. An isha yotze b'kesef. Only yotze b'shtar. You know the Ramban, no? Kedushin HaTezayin. You know what? There are different types of kinyanim, no? There's a kinyan shel mamon, there's a kinyan shel iser. A kinyan shel mamon and a kinyan shel iser. When it comes for a case, let's say, of avdus, there clearly is a kinyan shel mamon. When it comes to yishus, Uber Ramban, that's a kinyan shel iser. Isha nikne is a kinyan shel mamon. You own your wife. It's a kinyan shel iser. Less of the chuleyama kehekdesh. That's an important hagdara. The Ramban writes that there is something which is called a kinyan shamamon, something that's called kinyan shel iser, and sometimes there's an overlap. The Ramban writes the starting point. No, when you have, for example, a shivcha, an amivriya, it's a kinyan shamamon. That's lashon gemara. Zos ameres eved ivri gufo kanui. It's a kinyan shamamon. Well, of course you can create a kinyan shamamon ayidei mamon. Of course it's Nikne Bekesef. And how do you know it's a Kinyan Shamamon? Yotze Bekesef. You know, I buy, I sell. I understand. That's a Kinyan Kesef. But you're going to say it applies to Ishus. And Amma Ivri is Nikne Bekesef, Kavachomer, and Ishus Nikne Bekesef. That must be another drasha. You can't just simply use a Kavachomer. These are very different types of Kinyanim entirely. You know what? Ravashi didn't have to invoke case three. He disproved the Kavachomer Minei Obey. The whole Kavachomer 1 and 2 is Ami, Vriya, and Kesed. The Kavachomer inherently is considered to be that which is flawed. That which is flawed. Wow. So you know what? That's very, very important. A person can go ahead and object to a Kavachomer 3 times. The primary objection is a Pircha. Well, the Kavachomer is flawed. The secondary objection is called Yochiyah. In principle, you know what? The Kavachomer is cogent, except for the fact, you know, that it's disrupted by case 3. Well, so realize the Tosa and Kedusha. That's an important Kiddush. That, you know, when you have a Din Kavachomer, you have two options to reject the Kavachomer. A Yochiyah or a Pircha. When you have something which is called a Gili Milsa, if you can demonstrate that the Gili Milsa is flawed, that's wrong. That's not true. You say, well, it's obvious that the Pasuk says this and includes this. And I can say, well, that's not true. I'm all ears. But if all you can do is invoke a Yochiyach, oh, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos, that no, you don't see a Vamot Yochiyach, but you're in the case of a Gili Milsa. Wow. So our Gemara tells us, when it comes to a case of a Gili Milsa, there's no objection of Enon Shemin Adin. Okay, wow. And the Gemara Bakama, you did a Gili Milsa, there's no objection of Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah Yofina. Oh, in the Tosfos and Kedushin, if you're dealing with the Gili Milsa, there's no objection of a Yochiyach. A Yochiyach. Or you have to object it based on, ooh, something much stronger. No? Me'ikra Dedina Pircha. Me'ikra. That certainly it means that the Gili Milsa is flawed. It's not a legitimate Gili Milsa. Me'ikra Dedina Pircha. Wow, wow, wow. And here I'll tell you another basic difference. Now, another Kiddush of Tosfos. That's a Gin Kiddush of Yudim Abeis. Arusa Bas Yisrael, Ocheles, Ocheles Pitchum. Arusa Bas Yisrael, Ocheles Pitchum. What exactly was the Kal Vachomer of the Gemara? The Gemara suggested the following, that you know what? A Shivka Kananis. Ein Yasam Achilasa. A Kasva Machilasa. So this case of an Aishas Kohen, where Biyasa Machilasa, so Ein Odin Shekasa Machilasa. That was the Kavachomer of the Gemara. No? Arusa Bas Yisrael Cheles Pachuma. A Kavachomer from Shivcha Kananis. And Shivcha Kananis, B and O Kesav. Yes? When it comes to Ishus, Biya Machilasa, Ein Odin, Kasva Machilasa. Good? Tosus raises another Kash. That's the other Kash in Tosus. That you know, Beis. Dermasco Zoo. It also says something incredible. The Intomar Nemadaya. Nemadaya. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When we use the meat of Kavachom, isn't there a cap? Isn't there a limitation? Something that's called Dayo. Kavachom can only go so far. The derivative cannot exceed right, the malame. No? You can say that if this halacha applies here, this halacha certainly applies here. But you can't allow for any overreaching. That's the principle of Dayo. So Tosfos raised the following question as well. What exactly is this kavachomer? When it comes to a case of an Eishes Kohen, If Bia, so certainly Kesed. Tosfos objects, Dayo. What do you mean, if Bia? What is Bia when it turns to Ishus? What do you mean? Chuppah. Nisuin. Of course you can go ahead and eat. That's the last stage of. After all, Dayo Kabia. And below Yachel, Ela Achar Chuppah. We're saying if Bia then Kesef, if Bia then Kesef. What do you mean by Bia? Bia in the classic case where she's allowed to go and eat it, it means absolute Nisuin. So if she can go ahead and eat La'achar Nisuin, she can eat after Erisin. How exactly does that work? Tosa says that Kavachomer should be blocked by the concept of Dayo. No? So the Gemara's Kavachomer is when it comes to Yishus, if Bia Machilasa, Enodin Shekas Machilasa. Tosfos says, what do you mean? That Dayo Kabia Velo Yachel Ela Achar Kuppah. Well, that's Tosfos' discussion. Oh, so Tosu says, you know what the Teretz is? You ready for this? Incredible. The Sarmi Kutsi. Tosu says, Lo Amrin Andayo, Elahechi Dabai Lameimar Din Chadash. The whole concept of Dayo only applies to a Din Chadash. A Din Chadash. This is not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about this. But I want to use the Mid of a Kavah Chomer to transfer this Din to another circumstance which is not addressed by the Pasuk. Wow. That Tosus calls a Din Chadash, a Din Chadash. That is the Midah of Kavah Chomer in order to teach you Boi Lameimar Din Chadash. Din Chadash. Oh, you know, the Torah describes, for example, that, you know, you have a short tam that is no geach. The short tam pays a chatzines. Okay. All of a sudden, I want to say the following. You know what? No. That pasuk, that a short tam pays chatzinezek, that's only true b'shus harabim. But if it's b'chatzar hanizak, a new din, that a short tam will pay nezek shalom. Oh. Based on what? Kavachomer. After all, Shane and Regel is chayv b'chatzar nizak, and you're potter b'shus harabim. So Karen, which is chayv chatzinezek b'shus harabim, should be certainly chayiv nezek sholim b'chatzar nizak. That's where the Chacham screamed, Dayo. That's a din chadash, Tosa says. That's a din chadash. You want to be mechadesh that a short time is chayiv nezek sholim. The Torah says that a short time pays chatzin nezek. You want to argue the Pasuk is only referring to this, Rishus HaRabim, and a Kalachom will tell you a din chadash that is not part of the Pasuk. Not part of the Pasuk. You know what that is? That's a bona fide midah kavachomer teaching you a din chadash. A din chadash. That's where the Chacham scream, Dayo. If you're starting with chatzinezek, the most you can say is you're chayiv chatzinezek. You can't say kavachomer, you're chayiv nezek shomim. Okay, that's the sarmi kutsi. That's the midah of Dayo. But wait a second. But you know what? But hacha. The Torah tells us that Kinyan Kaspo can go ahead and eat truma. And I am using, the Kavah Chomer, Shivcha Venishus, to tell you that an Arusa is included in Kinyan Kaspo. So that's exactly what Tosfos says. Hacha Amar Rachmani Kin Kaspo, and Ein Anu Boin Lalamed Bin Kavachomer Ella Mahu Kinyan Kaspo. Mahu, what is the meaning of the word in the pasuk? What does it mean? I would just paraphrase in two words. Gilim Olsa. That's Megala. What is pshat? Is pshat in the pasuk? Is pshat in the pasuk? That is the midah of Gilin Osa, that's something which is pretty heavy. No? So you have a mid of Kavachomer that's telling you something which is a Din Chadash. You know what? The restrictions, the limitations. Inon Shimin Adin. And the case of Daya. And a Kavachomer cannot survive a Yochiach. Well. However, if something is a Gilin Osa, it's not considered to be Din Chadash. So therefore, there's no halach of Daya. And that's not called in Onshin Min Hadin, and that will survive a Yochiach. The only way that you can counter a Gilin Osa is by arguing the Gilin Osa is wrong. You know what that's called? That's called a Pircha. That's not called a Yochiach. Right? These are pretty important Hagdaros, no? So that's exactly then the Sugya, that if it's Mefurish, the Kra, that you're Chayiv, Misa for a stepdaughter, then pshat in the pasuk, is a full daughter as well. B'toras gilinosa. And that's exactly what Abaye says, even when it comes to bito mianusasa. You see from the fact that you're chayev for bas bito, and in bas bito, ishus is not mentioned, so therefore that is megale, that the iser of bito is even bito Mianu sasa. Because how can Basbito emanate from that which is not restricted by the Yisr? That's the oneness of Gili Milsa, but that's very, very important just to understand the mechanisms of how indeed the Kal Vachomer would function. If you're dealing with a typical Kal Vachomer, then Mefurish, then Ein Onshin Radin. Oh, so Tosus writes that, you know what, that doesn't apply when it comes to step in full. Whether it applies to Bita Malsasa, oh, that's Machlokas in Abayin Rava. When it comes to Achosa, each one is a Kurbet Ne'atzma, and then I would argue that Ein Onshin Mehadin. What exactly is the reason that Ein Onshin Mehadin? Why do we assume Ein Onshin Mehadin? Why indeed is that the case? So the Prima Gadin is a Sefer Ginas Radin, the first cloud. The Prima Gadin there, and the Prima Gadin has it in the Psicha Kolelas, right, toward the beginning of the Psicha Kolelas. The Prima Gadin cites three different biurim, why one would assume that Ein Onshin Mehadin. Reason number one might be very simple, and that's the following, you know. A Kal Vachomer is pure logic. A Kal Vachomer is pure logic. And Shema Ika Pircha. You know what? What you're saying sounds cogent. But perhaps it's flawed. Shema Ika Pircha. Let me just place it in this context. You know, Rashi Shita in Sukkandaf Laman Ali is that all of the midos require a Masorah, require a Kabbalah. Rashi writes with the exception of Kal Vachomer. A Kal Vachomer is pure logic. A person can put forth a Kal Vachomer without having a Masorah, without a Kabbalah. I'll make up my own Gzerusha. You know, you're going to tell me, whoa, you know, you have no right to do that. I'll tell you, the Torah uses the word here, good to go. No. What right do you have to do so? It's not a matter whether it is or is not. Zirushu requires a Masorah. But there's a fascinating focus, Rashi Tosis. When it comes to Esra, the Torah says creates on it. Does that qualification of Hadar apply to Lula? Guess what? That's my focus, Rabbi Dan Chacham. Chachamim say Makshina. Rabbi Dan says Lo Makshina. What does Lo Makshina mean? It's an incredible focus, Rashi and Tosos. That's where Rashi goes out of his way and says, Rabbi Yehuda did not have the Mesorah for Hekesh. He didn't have the Mesorah for Hekesh. And therefore, what do you mean? If the Torah says that a Yasuk applies to Lulav, he didn't have such a Mesorah. And Rashi clear, you need a Mesorah. You need a Mesorah for Hekesh. Just like you need a Mesorah for Gzeresh, you need a Mesorah for Hekesh. Kal Vachomer stands out by itself. It's a hekesh sichli, that's the phrase that the Prima Gadim uses. It's logic, and therefore, that argument you can put forth even without. And Tosus writes, the opposite is true, it's pretty incredible. Tosus writes, generally speaking, Yibgomidos do not require a Misar. When Rabbi Yehuda said Lomakshina, you know what it meant? He felt Lomakshina. Maybe when it comes to Esther, creates Hadar is a shemin. That's the definition of an esrog, and that doesn't apply to lulav. It's not just an adjective that would apply to all the davar minim. That this is a shem etzim of what an esrog is, and he felt you cannot, but you don't require. Wow, you don't require a mesorah. Tosus is mafurish like in the opposite extreme, that the only thing that requires a mesorah is a gzera shava, because a gzera shava is not at all subject to logic. That's a mesorah. The word here. Wow. So Rashi writes Kal Vachomer is an exception. Tosfos writes Zereshav is an exception. Like Rashi Shita, realize that Kal Vachomer is the one midah. Even without that, even if you sound like Tosfos, but Kal Vachomer is a midah which is purely logical. There's no indication from the Pasuk. The Pasuk compares, the Pasuk equates. And therefore, maybe the simple reason as follows is Shema Ika Pircha. You're going to use a Kal Vachomer and you're going to kill a person. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know, you better be pretty sure you're going to wake up the next morning and say, my kalva chomer is flawed. You know? Because you just put someone to death. No? Shemei kapircha. So therefore, inon shinon shemenadin. Fascinating, but the Prima Gadim writes, if this really is true, you know what? I'll tell you a secret. Chances are, your kalva chomer is right. No? You know, okay, I'm not going to have such confidence and say absolute certainty. You know what I'll tell you? I'm pretty certain I'm right. Pretty certain I'm right. No, I don't want to sound, but I'm pretty certain I'm right. That's a kalva chomer. So you know what the Prima Gadim writes? The Rebbe Chiddush. That midei sfeik lo nafak. Midei sfeik lo nafak. Whenever the Gemara has a kalva chomer, and the Gemara says, Zenon Shemen, you know what that means? The Isser is there. It doesn't mean you can be mako. Chances are you're 100% right that the Isser is there. It's a safeguard. It's a safeguard that we're not going to give an onus of Pankas or onus of Misa based on your kalva chomer because you might be wrong. You might be wrong. But, you know, you very well might be right. You probably are right. Oh, so that's the Kiddush that the Prima Gadim writes, that according to this possibility, midei sfeik lo nafak. Midei sfeik lo nafak. Wow, wow, wow. That's an important tahara. The Prima Gadim mentioned another possibility. Maybe Inon Shimon Hadin, and we'll see nafkaminas now, it is part of the mid of kalva chomer. You know what? The Torah doesn't weigh in on this. This is not a gilui nosa. This is a din chadash. The Torah doesn't. So you know what onshim and adin would mean? You know what I would call that? I would call that a double jump. Two steps. One step is that which the Torah does not weigh in on, that seemingly is mutter, is aser. Step two is that not only is it aser, but you know what? There's an onesh. In our case, in the Gemara, there's no answer to Seifa. Well, maybe that's overreaching. Maybe there is the mid of kalva chomer that allows you to go from one step to another. But you can't skip steps. There's no double jump when it comes to the kalva chomer. Wow, wow. So that's the chiddush. But you know what? The mid of kalva chomer is madreg achas. Below shtei madregas. Wow, wow. So to create A and Isser and B and Onesh, that would be too much. Wow. Oh, here I will tell you the following. So that would mean that if I use the principle of Kalva Chomer, there is a Vada Isser, but Vada, there's no Onesh. No. According to the first possibility, Midei Sfeik Lo Nafka. Maybe you're right, and therefore, you know what? Maybe there's an element of misafik. According to the second possibility, is that no? Enon Shimon Hadin would mean the following, that, you know, maybe, or you know what? I'll tell you a great Kiddush, we'll have to talk about it. That maybe if I can demonstrate, even without the Kalva Chomer, this is Aser, maybe then I can use a Kalva Chomer to impose an Onesh. Because that's just a single step. The typical cases of our Gemara, for example, you have something the pasuk doesn't address, and you're going to say that not only is it aser, but here, you know what? Bitir chayv sreifa. Whoa, from mutter to sreifa, that gap is too broad. That gap is too great. One cannot do so. Well, okay. And then the Prima Gadim writes, he thinks, a third possibility, and that's the following. Now, ashkafa. And that is that when we say that there's an onesh, well, what exactly does that mean? An onesh, no? Onshe HaTorah are not, you know, Rachmana Litzlan, you know, vindictive. It's not, you know, an onesh is a kapara. An onesh is a kapara. And therefore, what does it mean, onshe menadim? If the Torah secures kapara for an Isser Kal, so the same could be said of an Avera Chamura. Kavachomer. Yeah, if you're talking about, you know what, an Onesh, in an American sense, okay, if you're talking about Onesh in terms of a kapar, Mises Mechaperes. So therefore, very, very simply, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh HaShiskaper Ba Onesh HaKal. We have Kavachomer. If a person violated something relatively kal, you know what? Kapara could be secured through, whatever the through is. No? That's certainly Yeshua when it comes to Navera Chamura. Maybe that's the basis. Where does this come from exactly? Where does this come from? You know, there is... where do you find in Rishonim? Sugi and Sanhedrin, the Sama Talib, Marsha, Zachibus Arashba, Smag. The Gemara has a very unusual drush. Reikri of Ches, that the Torah speaks about the Avodah Zarah of Molech. And you know what the Torah tells us? Mizaracha lo sitein la'avir la'molech. Mizaracha. The Gemara has a very unusual drasha. No? Mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha. Mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha. A person has several children, and one child, he's maver mi zaracha l'molech versus chayav misa. What about all the children? The Gemara has a drasha. Mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha. Mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha. How do you make sense of that drasha? Mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha. How exactly does that work? The Gemara doesn't explain. So the Sefer HaChinuch has a fascinating beer. Take a look. It's a mitzvah reish ches. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, realize that was the derech avodah zarah. Sefer HaChinuch writes, novel idea. He says, hakomrin hashakranim. You know what the Holy Avodah Zarah would say to a parent? You know what? Sacrifice your child to this deity. And you know what? And va'al yidei takro vezu yatzliach shar zara. That was the Avodah Zarah. By doing that, you know what? That will ensure the vitality of your remaining children. That was the Avodah Zarah. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. It's a little unusual, no? That was it. That was the pitch. That was their sale. That was the Avodah Zarah. That sacrifice one for the betterment of others. Oh, so the Gemara says very simply, if it's kol zaracha, that is not the Avodah Zarah Molech. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch describes it. No, their whole pitch was sacrifice one for the betterment of others. That's mi zaracha, mi zaracha. Wow. There the Marsha, and that's again. Quotes this man. This is also found in Tshuvas HaRashba, in Dalad Yuches, that Godal Averim Insof. It's tragic to sacrifice a child. A person then sacrifices all of his children. The Chi of Misa is not going to be Mechaper. Misa is Mechaperes. And Godal Averim Insof. Wow. That's what the Smag writes, that's what the Tshuvas HaRashba writes. When the Marsha quotes these Rishonim, quotes the Smag, the Marsha adds, and that is the klal of Enon Shimin Hadin. The Smag doesn't write that. The Smag just writes in the context of Molech. The Marsha adds the line, and that is the klal of Enon Shimin Hadin. That's the third possibility of the Prima Gadin. Wow. And the Kesev Mishnah quotes this, as Pshat in the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, in Perek Chof Halacha Beis, the Rambam is discussing Eidim Zomim. In an unusual halacha. Kasher Zomim Lasos L'Achim. You were made against this guy, you attempted to have him killed, and you were caught. After all, you were declared an Eid Zomim. You're put to death. Kasha Zama. What happens if you succeeded? You succeeded. No? You were made, and the person was killed. And all of a sudden, then the Eidim come forward. So an unusual halacha. Hargu ein neharagim. Hargu ein kasha zama. Maybe such halacha, maybe not. Kasha zama, lo kasha rasa. No? But technically, hargu ein neharagim. Hargu ein neharagim. You're put to death for attempted murder, but if you succeed in the act of murder, You're not put to death. Haro goin erev. Haro goin erev. What kind of halacha is that? Haro goin erev. Is that just a broad halacha of kasher or kasher asa? So when you look in that Ram and El Chazedus, the Ram says something unusual that only applies to Misa. There's no halacha of kasher or kasher asa. Halacha is haro goin erev. But you know what? If a person is made that this guy ate nevela, and Bezin gives the guy malchus, and Adam come and say, what do you mean, your money you send? Guess what? You're going to get malchus. There's no halacha of kasher, there's no halacha of kasher asa. The Rambam writes, this is only true when it comes to Misa. This is only true when it comes to Misa. Wow, wow. That's the sheet of the Rambam. That's against Tosus. Tosus Mavakam Dafayimud Beis writes, this is a broader halacha of kasher, there's no halacha of kasher asa. And just like Haro goin erev, Tosus Mefurish, the same thing applies to malchus as well. Kasher, no kasher asa. Tosus just writes one hitch. It doesn't apply to mamon. Because when it comes to mamon, there's no finality. What do you mean kasher asa? Kasher asa. What does kasher asa mean? Bezin said he had to show up the $100. So you know what? If Adam come, your Bezin is going to say, they're going to say, give back the $100. There really is no, you can't revoke the malchus. You can't revoke the chi of Misa. But mamon is efshe b'chazara. But Tosus writes a chiddush that kasher kasher asa applies to malchus as well. The Rambam not. Well, that's an important chiddush. The Rambam not. According to Rambam, it's unique halacha when it comes to har goin erev. Why is that true? So the case of Mishnah has two biurim in that Rambam. Eidus chafes. You know what? The Kesem Mishnah first writes, ooh, the smag, gadol aver minsa. Gadol aver minsa. It's not a stira to assume that there's an onish for attempted murder, but that onish is not applicable if a person really took a life. Realize, you know, Bezin will do things to this guy, you know, like, it doesn't mean he walks. You know, Bezin will take care of him, no? The Gemara saying he has a whole sugya called kippa, no? You know, they'll slack him up and come back a month later and see how he's doing. No? And he probably is no longer alive. Not like there are many things Bezin will do, but that aspect with the Mises Mechaperes, oh, in such a case, that's only Kasha Zaman, not her going to Haragin. Oh, the Kesem Mishnah quotes this Lundus of God Lover and himself. And then the Kesem Mishnah quotes something stunning, that's a Ramban. The Ramban is bothered by this. In Dvarim Yates Yates, that's the Pasuk of Kasher Zama. And that's where the Ramban writes the following, something incredible. Now, Dina Nefashos, Dina Nefashos. Min HaMakam Ahu, Molamed SheHaMakam Gorim. We're talking about Bezin HaGadol B'Lishkas HaGazis. You don't need Bezin HaGadol for every case of Dina Nefashos, that's true. Bezin HaChav Gimel, it's an Erik Tana. But you do need the presence of Bezdin in Lishkas HaGazis. Why exactly is that true? Ramban, incredible, no? Why exactly is that true? After all, Bezdin has to have an office. I have an office. Lishkas HaGazis. You know what the answer is? Elokim Nitzah V'daskel. That's the Ramban. Siyata Dishmayim. Elokim Nitzah V'daskel. You know what? Wow. Because you're dealing with the most important Piskei Din. You know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu's there. Kadosh Baruch Hu's there. And Ramban is something which is incredible. That you know what? Bezdin were to paskin a person is chayav misa, and that was wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would intervene. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would intervene. And if there is no intervention, that's Rai Muchach has bechetomes. Bechetomes. That the person in some shape or form was guilty. And that's why Har Goin Erev. And Ramban. And that's only a haftach when it comes to chiyuv misa. Molamei shamakam gorim. There's no such halach when it comes to mamon. There's no such halach when it comes to malchus. And therefore, this is uniquely true har goin erev when it comes to din nefashos. That's pretty incredible. No, those are three different biurim. The principle of in onshin and hadin. And the question is now, take a look at the Ginas Radin, take a look at the Psicha Kalolas, it's in Chelek Aleph, and Os Yud Aleph. Remember, I was going to list all the Nafkaminas. But they don't show it in is because of 1, 2, or 3. And with this in mind, you know what? Oh, there's a fascinating and fascinating Magid Mishnah. Take a look in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam seems to use a Kal V'Chomer to impose an onesh. And that's not simple. What about the Prince Oinosh and Nadim? So the Magid Mishnah is bothered by this. The Magid Mishnah writes the following. If you wouldn't have the Kal V'Chomer, take a look at the context. If you wouldn't have the cup, you wouldn't say it's mutter. Kfar Nesra. It's only a question of whether something is a lav abamechal hasei, or whether it's a lav. Heter is no option. Even without the kal v'chomer, it's clear that this is asa. So the Rambam writes the following chiddush: if it's clear something is asa, and it's just a question of onesh, then onshim and adin. Wow. Magid Mishnah's mafurish. You know what? That's position two. Now, an onesh medin means a double jump. But if it's something that is obviously aser, it's just a question, what is the chomer havera and what is the onesh? Then we assume that onesh medin. So take a look at that context. Machalas asuros beis aleph. Okay, we'll just finish this up quickly and then if we want to tosus, no? I have to figure out the tosus, you know. Eris and Yisuin, no, but I'll have to see that Pshat the tosus. And then Ritzishma, do the Ramakamos for the next year. Cool.